Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, just so you know, Alexa can technically eavesdrop and can share conversations with your friends. Amazon said that one of its home speakers recorded a private conversation without permission and sent it to a person in the owner's contact list, an incident that raises questions about the device's security. We'll find out what that's all about, but first, these tech headlines. On Friday, European Union privacy cops enforced the new privacy law called GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulation. With new privacy regulations in Europe coming into effect, many companies are honing in on their terms of service. How does this impact you? It means users are facing a blizzard of buttons to click. For more, the Wall Street Journal looks at four large internet companies, Facebook, Alphabet's Google, Twitter, and Verizon Communications, Oath, the owner of Yahoo and AOL, showing some of what you're being asked to agree to and where you have options. Head to WSJ.com for more. The government will be banned from buying Chinese-made surveillance cameras under a $717 billion defense policy bill. The House bill is the latest U.S. measure to take aim at Chinese tech companies, which have raised fears over national security and come under fire against the backdrop of the simmering trade dispute between Washington and Beijing. And according to WSJ's Heard on the Street, when it comes to tech, venture capital grows less venturesome. More big deals for already large private companies means less for early-stage startups. Case in point, SoftBank CEO Masayoshi Son, not content with one $100 billion tech fund. The Journal writes that he says it's just a matter of time before he launches another. And as venture capital for the tech sector becomes less adventurous, those who already have the means have all the advantages. Coming up, that accidental Alexa eavesdrop incident. Amazon said it involved a series of misunderstandings. We'll get the details. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
Confirming a report by a local TV station in Seattle, Amazon said that one of its Echo Home speakers mistakenly recorded a private conversation and sent it to a person in the owner's contact list. That silence was the concern of Echo owners heard around the world. Joining us now to find out what the deal is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens, patching in from San Francisco. Hey.
Hi.
So this, funnily enough, not haha funny, especially for the party involved, but we can kind of, I understand, Laura, chalk this up to a big old misunderstanding.
Yeah, it appears Alexa mishears just like the rest of us. So the family was having a conversation, and apparently in a string of misunderstandings, Alexa thought they were telling her to send a message to a contact in their contact list. So the family kind of said, you know, I just got this recording from you guys, and they had definitely not authorized it. So that was a very strange experience for them and has caused, you know, quite a few people to start thinking about some of the privacy concerns if such a random string of sentences can somehow trigger sending a message.
Right. Now, it has certainly, you know, caused a lot of people to talk about this. As a result, has Amazon addressed this issue yet, or how does it more broadly address this issue that it's currently having?
Right. Well, Amazon has released a statement explaining what happened, and they said that this is incredibly rare and that they will still, though, take a look at it and see if there's something they can do to prevent something like this from happening. But talking to some different experts out there, you know, these assistants that we have in our homes now are still learning how to talk, really. They're still learning how to understand us and what we actually mean when we say things. They're not humans. They're still artificial intelligence. So it's also, we can kind of chalk this up to some degree to those machines, those algorithms still needing to learn how to really understand a human's commands and how to interpret those.
And anything else from privacy advocates? You know, the growing popularity of these devices triggers all of these types of concerns, and, you know, this certainly gives them some fresh ammo. What's the latest out of them specifically as a result of this incident?
It seems that this is something that's just another kind of cautionary tale that you should just be a little bit careful when you're around some of these devices still. It's experts are saying just to still remain a little cautious around some of these devices because we don't fully understand exactly how they're going to work all the time. And it's something where people should just be aware that there is a device in their home that could be triggered without you realizing. I mean, I'm sure we've all had that experience where if you have one of these devices in your home and you say something like the wake word or close to the wake word and it might mishear you. So it's a common experience. So as far as that goes, definitely something privacy experts say just to keep in mind that you have these devices in your home and they may not fully understand everything yet. But also looking at this issue, I mean, there's been several different instances. You know, earlier this year, Alexa devices were laughing. People found it incredibly creepy. They just thought it was laughing right out of nowhere. And again, it was a similar situation where Amazon said that it was the Alexa devices misunderstanding or mishearing a command and thinking it was supposed to laugh.
Right.
So, you know, this kind of stuff happens, and it's definitely good to keep in mind as you think about privacy.
So I guess we can just conclude that Amazon knows and it's on it.
That's what they said.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Thanks, Laura. Always a pleasure having you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
For the very latest on everything Amazon-related, you can follow Laura Stevens' coverage at WSJ.com. That ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.